The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
All right, I want to take a moment and thank you guys for spending your hard-earned money with our sponsors. We work really hard to find products and services that you guys love, and we appreciate all the fans who support our sponsors. And we also want to let you know, if you've got a product or service that you think the fans in this show would be into, hit us up. This is your chance to have me promote your business to some of the most hardcore fans on the planet.
All you have to do is go to gasdigitalnetwork.com/advertise and use our show code TOPIX, T-O-P-I-X, just so that they know we sent you. Once again, that's gasdigitalnetwork.com/advertise and use the show code TOPIX. All right, let's get into the show.
These are sour.
I'm chewing, yeah.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Broad Motherfucking Topics. I'm your host, Kim Congdon.
Here with her co-host, Alex Scarlotta. Whoa.
I started chewing a CBD gummy.
It's so in your mouth, like the entire intro, there's just like a bulge in Kim's mouth. I was so impressed that her words sounded so natural. It was really, that was impressive. That was good.
You know how many times I had to fake being able to speak?
It's like you're always doing comedy with something in your mouth.
Wow, Alex, that was hurtful, and I'm so impressed. That was really good. Holy shit. Yeah, that was much more sour than I expected, so I didn't chew as quick as I planned.
Yeah.
Because then my jaw started hurting.
Sometimes you got to suck the sour off a sour thing.
Yeah.
So that it tastes better at the end,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You get the sour, and then you get the sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. So that's the way you do it.
So that's how you eat a CBD gummy.
Yeah, those are good.
Yep.
They're pretty darn good. How are you today, Kimmy?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling, you know, when you're so tired that you're, you feel like you get more energy from it?
Yeah. Like you get your second wind kind of thing?
Yeah, like right before you die.
right. They always say that right before you die, you get this blast of energy. Everybody always says it.
That's how I feel.
My grandma was running around the house at this time last year. It was fucking crazy.
She was like a damn gymnast. We couldn't get her off the ceiling.
Granny, are you okay? Are you about to die?
That's where the movie The Ring came from. It's just like people crawling out of ceilings and TVs.
It'd be kind of nice before if you got a giant burst of energy right before you died.
No, because then every time you got excited, you'd be like, this is it! Say goodbye!
But still, like, exciting.
The kids aren't yours! And you're like, fuck! I was just horny.
Damn. Wild. Yeah. So you've got a burst of energy because you feel like you're dying.
Yeah, well, I'm just tired. Yeah. And I don't know. I am excited. I was like, I went to Florida a couple weeks ago and I spent some time with my family and my sister, Haley, who is just turned 18 mm-hmm. in August. And she keeps me young.
You feel that way?
Her and her boyfriend, actually, they make me feel old because okay. they keep reminding me that I'm old.
Fair enough.
Like
yeah.
when I went back
How
home.
How old are they? 17, 18?
She's 18 and he's about to be 20.
Okay.
And like they can't even go to a bar and drink. They're
yeah,
young.
That's cute.
And they always remind me, like he taught me how to screen record over the past weekend, which is like, I think I was a little late on that. Honestly.
I learned that very recently too.
You
I didn't realize it was that easy to do.
It's like life changing.
Built in on your phone. I thought you'd have to download an app and shit.
It's life changing, is it not?
It's.
I was like, I could have been a successful comedian 4 years ago if someone showed me this.
It's literally right in there with your flashlight. You would just never notice
it's
it.
Everything I've ever needed in my phone. You have no idea how much content I've been putting out since I've been able to do this.
Yeah. Oh, that makes a lot of sense. I've noticed that.
Oh,
a change
yeah.
in you, Kimmy. The
yes.
screen recording has ignited a whole change.
The screen record has changed my fucking world. I literally texted my sister and I was like, tell your boyfriend he's changed my life and career.
That's great. I'm so happy for you.
But I'm not giving him a dime.
Goddamn right.
Yeah, so she taught me that. And then there's like a couple other things I learned. Have you heard of And I Oop?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So, Bobby, there's a YouTube video called And I Oop. Oh, Bobby's already got it pulled the fuck up. What a genius. Yes. And this is And I Oop. The kids are saying it, and they're sort of using it as a replacement. The kids, they're using it as a replacement for like, oh shit.
Okay.
So this video, it's 5 minutes long. No. Do you want to get right to the And I Oop part, or do you want to introduce this person for
No, we can just go to right before the And I Oop part. Do you have that part?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Okay,
so
wait, I love this chick, first of all.
So you know her?
No, she's just fabulous. I could tell by the still shots.
She's a trans
woman.
It's... For those of you who can't see, we need the...
Because I didn't want to get fucked up and drive. But knowing I'm driving while I'm already fucked up. So, bitch, I crashed in my back seat for a couple of hours. And I... Ooh.
Wait.
I just hit my balls. Oh, it got hot. I can't get out of here. I'm done.
Oh, I was so into the story too. Like, I get it. She was fucked up. She couldn't drive home. She's like, I'm going to crash in the back seat. So, oh, gosh.
So that's the new thing now is like when you like are saying like, basically, like, this is what you would do if you were scrolling through Instagram and one of your friends got a really bad haircut. You'd go, and I oop.
And I oop.
Yeah.
I like that.
I like it too.
I don't know how men don't sit on their balls more often.
Do you guys sit on your balls
a lot? They're right under you.
Constantly.
Bobby grabbed the mic so fucking fast. Sorry, yeah. I feel like he's never done anything besides sit on
his
own
balls.
Every time I look at him, I'm just going to know he's sitting on his balls. I've never seen him go towards the mic so quickly.
Yeah, no,
he really needed to tell us that this is something he's been going through.
I just sat on my balls just now.
I know, Bobby. I know.
Would you say like twice a day you sit on your balls or more?
More than twice a day.
They have to be huge. That you have huge balls, don't you, Bobby?
No sense in hiding it. I do.
Well, I wouldn't sit on him if I didn't. Oh man.
Yeah, it does hurt, and sometimes you get like stomach pains from doing it. It's really not. It's very inconvenient.
What?
Oh wow, because like it'll like yeah, I imagine that.
Yeah.
How?
It hurts so bad that it gives you a stomach ache.
No, I can't imagine any pain coming from a man down there. I'm like, I don't get it. I feel like if I tore off a dick, they wouldn't feel it.
Frank, do you sit on your balls often?
Frank, tell us the size of your balls.
Not twice a day, that's for sure.
Ah, he's got medium balls.
All right. Little balls over there.
Little ball Francis over there. No, don't take the mic back and stand up for your balls. Give it back to Bobby.
It is a visceral pain, though. It goes straight to your gut. There's very few pains that compare to it.
Question.
Okay.
And this is something I remember in middle school me and my friends would do, and the boys and the girls had it in common. If you poke inside your belly button too far, does it hurt your penis?
I feel like that's so dangerous. I feel like it
push,
could kill
just
you.
Push a little hard into your belly button.
I don't want to.
Please.
I mean,
what do you mean no? You're not going to try? Oh.
It doesn't hurt your penis?
I was getting so mad.
I can't imagine hurting your penis, but I have like a belly button thing. I can't.
What do you mean you have a belly button thing?
Yeah, a belly button thing. I have
a belly
button.
I need you to take your finger,
too.
Bobby, right now.
No, I
Bobby.
Can't do it. I can't do it.
Out of
There's
all
no
the
way.
Things this network's had you do, you can't no, touch your belly button.
I really can't do it.
Like, you
what's wrong
put
with
your
belly button?
It's too sensitive. I can't do that.
Okay, so it would hurt in your belly button sensitive?
Yeah.
How?
I don't know. It's like a weird thing. It's like nails to scratching a board for some people. Touching a belly button or even watching someone do it, it makes me want to gag sometimes.
When I was a kid, somebody told me that if you take somebody's belly button area and pull it really hard, your belly button will detach to where it's attached to and you'll die. I don't know if that's true.
No, I don't think
that's
true.
But I believed it so hard, and belly buttons freaked me out since that day.
I mean, belly buttons are weird.
They're really gross. They're really gross.
Not my favorite.
Growing up, I lived in Central Florida, as we all know, and I always noticed that little black boys always had outies.
I could picture little black boys with outies.
They only have, I'm telling you,
they've all got
most little
buttons.
Black boys have outies and most little white boys have innies. Don't know what it is. Don't know what, I'm telling you right now, I'm not being funny.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just stating facts.
I don't think
even their belly button dicks are
about
bigger.
It either. It's just. I like a good outie. I think outies are cute.
I do not like an outie.
You don't like an outie?
I like an in-betweeny.
I've seen in-betweenies that are cute.
In-betweenies are cute. They're like button noses. And outie is
like... The popular girl in my elementary
school. Can you put the inside of your body back inside?
The popular girl in my elementary school had an in-betweenie, and I was jealous of it. I was jealous of her fucking belly button. How sad is that?
That's really sad.
It's so sad. That's fucked up.
Bobby's so grossed out.
Looking at images now, it's just
let's
disgusting.
See him.
Bobby really hates belly buttons.
That's so gross, dude. Like these.
Oh, they are weird.
That one, yeah.
They look like ears.
Ew.
That looks like an ear.
Ew.
Does that not look like an ear?
Yeah, I don't like that one.
Looks like it. Really,
it's also
penis.
Weird that it was the tube that fed you while your mom was pregnant with you.
Yeah. It's where you were attached to your mama. It's so gross, man.
And then I went and got it pierced when I was 13 because I hated the bitch. Can you Google, why does it hurt my pussy when I poke my belly button too hard? I'm not kidding.
Does it do that to you? It really hurts
yes,
your pussy?
It like, hurts,
does it
like,
hurt it the hurts, clit or like
no,
the inside?
Like deep inside of me.
It,
like
it hurts like in your...
Like in my fallopian tubes, like a stabbing pain.
Okay. Stabbing pain.
A stabbing pain.
I thought you were going to say like an ache.
No.
Okay.
A stabbing.
Wow.
It's like there's a nerve connected
I was just
from there to there.
Pretty hard a minute ago while Bobby was talking about how disgusted he was, and I didn't feel any pain.
Oh, no, I don't like that.
I don't think you're supposed to do that to yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Bobby, there's got to be something.
I'm looking at Quora? Cura?
Cool. Yeah, nobody knows the name of that website, but we all read from it and take the facts as we need them.
Quora.
Nobody knows who we're getting facts from, but we all know Quora is a reliable bitch.
My dear friend Quora.
Someone was actually having this same issue that you're talking about when you push on your belly button.
Oh, no, this is going to be like, it only means cancer. No, is it bad?
You've got rare navel vaginal cancer.
Is it bad?
No, it's not.
Why
bad.
Are you saying it like that then?
I'm just reading through.
Oh, my God. He was like, somebody else has this.
Bobby, break this lightly, please.
Have you read about this? We should talk about it off air.
She has spots tonight, so just keep bear that in
mind.
Oh,
no, I thought you meant spots. I thought you meant on my skin. I was like, what's happening to me? I instantly panicked.
Is it bad, Bobby?
No,
bad is it?
It's not really giving me an answer as to why.
But some other bitch was like, my pussy hurts like mad badly when I push on my belly button.
Yeah, they
what did they ask?
Why is it when I touch the inside of my belly button, I get a weird, uncomfortable feeling in my privates? And then I'm looking through answers here.
And it is a weird, uncomfortable feeling. I don't even know how to explain it. You know what else happens to me sometimes? These are fun. I like fun mystery, body mystery things.
Okay.
Sometimes when I move, like my ab area, there will be a sudden feeling of, the best way to describe it is if someone had a rubber band around an organ, whatever organ is in my side, and they just yanked it really tight. Ow. And they just yanked it really tight for a second. Like, sometimes I'll just get the feeling of, like, my organ being, like...
Your organ's being smushed until...
Yes.
So that there's, like, almost no space.
Just for 1 second. It feels exactly like what would happen if you tied a rubber band and went like this for 1 second.
That sounds awful. I don't get that at all.
So
you ever get the thing where you turn your neck too quickly and like a shooting pain goes from like inside
sister,
of your ear all the way down to your
spine?
That's
a classic we all get.
It hurts
whiplash.
So bad.
You're a commoner with a body ache.
I remember my first time getting it. I was frightened that I was going to die that day.
We get it. You broke your neck, Hyman. We all broke that neck, Hyman, sister. Get a good bodily pain and get out. Give me a weirder one and get the fuck out.
I don't have many weird
I can crack
ones.
My ear. Did I already do this on this podcast?
You've definitely done this before.
No, we're out of material, honestly. I have nothing else.
I could crack just about every bone in the book.
I think we did a whole episode on cracking.
I know. It was back in at your apartment and you were holding your microphone up to my bones.
We're real professionals.
Anyway.
We've come so far.
Go back in the archives on Gas Digital Network if you want to hear our cracking episode.
If you want to hear every damn bone in our body crack, go to those episodes. Check it out.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything else weird that
so,
my body does.
Real quick, It says there's a ligament byproduct of the connection of the bladder with the umbilical cord during your fetal stage of life, which is connected to your urethra by extension of your genitals. When you touch the inside of your belly button, you stimulate the nerve endings causing that sensation.
I told you, it feels like a nerve ending connected to your pussy.
Kimmy,
literally.
It's all connected in
Everything's
there.
Everything's connected.
Wow.
The navel is connected to the pussy. The pussy is connected to the dick.
Okay. Oh, whoa, we have different plans tonight, sister. Bobby, can you also Google, sometimes when I turn my abs to the left, there feels, I swear someone will say this, feels like a rubber band around my organs.
I love the specific Google search where you're like, Google, Sometimes when I wanna, do this on a Wednesday,
I want to go through all the episodes and take all those very specific Googles I've asked for and make a clip. I
used to have this pain in my back for like 10 years.
Oh, here we go.
This is kind of a different bitch note.
This bitch can't get a good pain if her life depended on it.
Kim, I don't know why you're not impressed with my pain. God damn it. I have a lot of pain.
Tell us about your back.
Don't snore on my pain. It hurts.
Alex, tell us. I'm so damn intrigued. Tell us. Let me guess. You were picking up a toy and you got an ouchie wouchie.
Whatever.
Oh no.
I had a pain in my back for 10 years. Literally 10 years. It wouldn't go away. I went to the chiropractor, all this stuff. And then literally on Saturday afternoon, I got a massage. And this fucking whore, she worked her way so deep into my muscles that I was literally crying on the table. Like, you know how your face goes through the plate?
Yeah.
I could see tears hitting the floor. I could like hear them hit the floor because it hurts so bad. And the pain is gone now, though.
No.
Yes.
You've been cured.
I've been cured.
So it was a story about not pain?
Story about not being in pain at all.
Your pain story was so bad, you actually weren't in pain. This is like the Sixth Sense when I found out he was a ghost the whole damn time.
Sorry, Kimmy. My life is pretty good right now. I don't know what you want
this
from me.
This bitch comes in with a no painer. It starts it off with a pain to trick us. Oh, the foolery.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Well, congratulations on that.
Things
That's
are
sick.
All right.
I'm glad your back's better.
Yeah. I also refused a male masseuse. And I,
why?
I don't know. I feel like weird when a guy massages me. I'm like, this can't be anything but sexual. Have
Sometimes
you seen
I
me?
Just let myself get horny with it. Yeah.
You're like, whatever.
Yeah. As long as he doesn't like take it too far, I'm like, we could both pretend we're rubbing for fun.
I think I like that.
My concern, what's the hurt?
I don't know. My concern is that the guy is getting creepy and then also like pretending not to be. And there's an incompatibility there where I'm like, either be creepy or don't, but let's not be
role playing. If your boxers aren't wet on my cheek, Fernando, get the fuck out.
I feel like we're role playing right now as like massage therapist and girl when we're really just about to fuck, you know?
Yeah.
It's dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway. Yeah, I've had one. I mean, honestly, I swear to God, the only attractive massage therapist is a regular guy I go to in LA. Every time I'm there, I go. He gives the cheapest, best massages.
That's good.
I mean, I'm talking $30 for an hour.
I mean, damn, what a whore.
And it is like so good. He's Asian.
Little massage
whore. His
name
is Jason with a Y, and he is sexy.
Yeah.
He's like 35, 40, and he looks fucking good. He's the only one who has never been creepy, and it's so upsetting. Because I'm like, Jason, we could straight fuck after this massage.
Jason, the sexy Asian.
Jason's wife is there, I think.
Always with the wives.
Oh, yeah, and she knows how those hands
fucking
work with
massage
Jason,
therapist.
So she's got him on lock.
Yeah, they'll fucking scoop up a wife real quick. Oh. It's easy for them.
God, they just get rubbed. They probably never get rubbed.
They know all the spots.
No, but they probably never do it
when
at home.
When you're dating, you get rubbed a lot.
Yeah,
and then when you get married, you never get rubbed again.
Well, that's your lesson. Only date a massage therapist. Never marry them.
Never marry one.
You'll never get what you need
from
them.
String them along forever if you have to.
Give them a baby, then leave. What?
Now you've got to come massage me and the baby if you want to come back.
Bobby, did you look up when I move my ass to the side to side?
I mean, there could be a couple of things that are actually going on here.
Okay.
Could be irritable bowel syndrome.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Does it? Do you have diarrhea when you eat spicy food?
I just get diarrhea sparingly. Like sometimes, like every once in a while, I just get
sparing diarrhea. I like that. That's a good body.
Is that normal? I thought that was normal.
You don't want to have like overflowing diarrhea. Sparingly is like the perfect amount.
Yeah. Is that normal?
What's that?
Diarrhea. Diarrhea just every like.
Sparing diarrhea. Like once
maybe,
a month?
No, like once a week.
Once a week?
But like just one shit is
that's
diarrhea.
Just diet
is
that, stuff.
I don't know if I call that sparing. Once a week.
It's too much?
That's a good amount of diarrhea, girl.
Bobby,
are you eating
it's
a lot
normal.
Of greasy stuff?
Yeah, I'm a pig.
Yeah, of course. Well, then it's normal.
Okay, great.
Good.
Next.
Okay.
Anybody that's hot and's listening to this, I'm lying. My pussy and my butt only eat salads, and my mouth too. I don't even know how to eat healthy or which hole it goes
my
in.
My pussy loves salad. Salad is my pussy's fucking favorite food. Just put a little dressing on that. Yum, yum, yum. Sloppy, sloppy salad.
Okay, Bobby, what's wrong with me?
Is this recent? Could it be like a bruised rib?
No,
or broken
it's been
ribs?
For a while. Like it's been happening for years.
It sounds like it's a life situation.
Yeah, it's just kind of what my body does. I was always like, something's tied up.
I'm not
up.
Supposed to twist to this side, I guess.
No, it's not even like, it's just like a certain movement. It happened today. And I was like, and it like, it's almost like a numbing, like a quick numb.
You said that your organ squeezes up. Do you know what organ it feels like?
Whatever is like here. What's maybe a kidney?
What's on the left side in here?
Kidney or liver?
A kidney or
I think
a liver.
Your liver's in here now.
Yeah. Is that your left or right side? It's your left side.
I think it switches.
It switches?
Yeah, it's either side.
Hmm. Oh, that's better then. That means
kidneys.
Yeah, that's true.
No, it's both affected. Not even one bad. Yeah. They're both tightening up, sister.
Well, that's another one that came up. Could it be a kidney infection?
When we learned about kidneys in school,
or kidney stones.
In a biology class in college, we were learning about the kidneys and like really in depth how they work. Mm-hmm. And I started to feel myself getting faint over some of the words that are, I don't remember what they're called, thank God. But like apparently in your kidneys, there's like the tiniest little openings ever that like filter liquid and stuff. And it was grossing me out to learn about it. And I started to feel really, really, really lightheaded. And so I asked to go to the bathroom. And on the way out of the room, I fainted.
No.
Yes. On kidney day.
On kidney day?
Kidney day fucking got me.
Oh, my God.
I did not. I don't know what it was. I was like.
You woke up to the whole class like, ooh, she's a fainty girl now.
I don't like kidneys.
Everybody remembers the girl that fainted in school.
Yeah. Fucking kidneys, man. And I tried to excuse myself. I was like, I'm going to go to the bathroom, sit this one out for a couple minutes.
Right.
But as I stood up, everything just fucking went black while I thought about kidneys.
So.
But you're fine,
I'm
sure.
I have kidney stones.
I don't think you have kidney stones. You would know.
Those
sure.
Infection?
They hurt.
What is it? What is the result you found? What are they? How are they describing
I
it?
I think if you had any of those things wrong with you, your urine would be fucked up.
Well, it is purple.
It's not good. There's nothing that should make your urine purple.
That's why I picked that color.
Oh, God.
What was the description, Bobby?
This is just like abdominal pain it's just basic abdominal pain.
Are you meaning Bobby? Big balls Bobby? Are you meaning to tell me you didn't Google what happens when I turn my abs to this way and it feels like a rubber band is tightening around my organs and yanking?
Did you type those exact words?
Not those exact words. I wrote, when I turn to my left, I feel like my organs are tightening.
I need
similar?
The word rubber band in there.
Very specifically feels like a rubber band.
It feels like a rubber band. Can you add the word rubber band and see if anyone says it? You didn't believe me about the pussy belly button thing, and here we are.
All right, so when I turn to my left, what am I typing exactly?
When I turn to my left,
okay,
with my abs like this,
you can't say like this, like you're fucking showing.
Well, I can't remember what I said the first damn 10 times. When I turn to my left with my abs like this,
it's already not gonna work.
I feel a tightening on my organs like a rubber band.
Feel
and yanking
and a yank
and a yank.
End it with it.
I know I've heard you say the words and a yank at the end like five times.
You never
now.
Forget a good and a yank. That sounds like and I oop, but for old people.
And I yank
but for old people's organs. And I yank. Bobby,
that's good.
I'm looking. Yeah.
So what comes up first, Bobby?
What's the first result?
Yeah.
I mean, bring this up, Frank.
Okay. That's okay. The first one. Let me see what he Googled.
Flipping
this
organs.
This goddamn bitch. Did he write in a yank or not?
Yes, I did.
Flipping organs. What does that say? Zoom in? I can't see or read it. Now you're probably thinking I'm off my rocker here, but bear with me. Flipping organs. A condition called diastasis. Something other way. Abdominal muscles are separate, but don't.
I'm going to bring it up. Hold on.
I think I have that.
Oh, Kimmy, this might be what you've got.
See, I told you needed the rubber band word.
Oh, you and your flipping organs, Kimmy.
Sometimes I get a weird sensation in my chest stomach when I bend right over. The only way to describe it is when I feel like an organ or something is flipping. It takes my breath away and I have to stand up carefully. Then I feel it flip back into place. Usually there are no other effects. Sometimes it leaves me a tiny bit tender in the area.
Is that, who else has the sensation? Is that you, Kimmy? Is it flipping?
No.
Could it be? That sounds awful. It really sounds awful.
No, it's not that one. Can you go back? Thanks for the reply, ugly mugly, but no. Go down. Abdominal adhesions. Oh, shit. Zoom in.
Kim, it's getting worse and worse.
Zoom in. This
I'm going to go to the page.
This is broad motherfucking death topics.
Kim, your diagnosis is getting worse and worse.
Abdominal adhesions are bands of tissues that form between the abdominal tissues and organs. Normally, internal issues and organs have slippery surfaces, which allow them to shift easily as the body moves. This is exactly what it is. Adhesions cause tissues and organs to stick together. This is exactly what it is.
No.
The intestines are part of the digestive system. Abdominal adhesions can cause an intestinal obstruction, although most adhesions cause... no symptoms or problems. Other chronic abdominal or pelvic pain adhesions are also a major cause of intestinal obstruction in female infertility.
Uh-oh. You're fine. You're fine.
You're fine, Kim.
Someone come in me now.
Bobby just warned you that this one was going to make you upset. It's like he knew.
All right. I know you have big balls, you have small balls. Do we have a medium bear? Or I can come and impregnate me.
Why don't you guys both shoot off and have your sperm race?
All right, sperm race.
It's a sperm race. Whoever gets to the egg first gets to be the father.
And you get me for life. Yes, more than 18, because I'll be there.
On the real, though, if you guys both shot off sperm into the same lady, who do you think sperm would get there first? You both think it's you, right?
Frank's a mosier. I'm going to be there. I'll be the first one there.
Frank's a mosier. Frank's pissed.
Men will always say that it's them. They're always going to be like, it's my sperm that's the strongest.
Frank, would your sperm win the swim?
I hope not.
Can I tell you something that Harrington Francis told me today?
After all I've done for you.
Today, Harrington told me that his favorite thing about himself is that when people look at him, they see somebody who they see somebody who could very easily get a woman pregnant, that like he's like so fertile looking, and he says that it's mostly his chest hair that makes him so, and he believes it wholeheartedly. And he's like, I'm the most fertile looking guy. I love walking around being this like fertile looking.
Are you sure he didn't say turtle?
I heard him loud and clear, Kimmy.
No. Your ears is clogged. He was saying, I'm the most turtle-looking guy. I'm the turtle.
I love how I look so much like a turtle.
It's my chest hair. See? Women think I'm a turtle. That makes much more sense. Fertile,
yeah. He said that he looks like so fertile.
I could see Harrington getting someone pregnant.
I mean, I could too, but I could see any... when I look at a dude... I can't even think of a guy who looks fertile, first of all.
Brian looks like he's made to spread his seed.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've never seen a more fertile human.
Yeah? Yeah,
do you not agree?
It's all the hair. It's like all the hair on his head. It's just like...
and the fact that he fucks everything.
Yeah, that's true. He fucks everything all the time. It's crazy. When he's not fucking something, he's like actively talking about fucking things.
Well, yeah, when he's not fucking something, you see him like withering away.
Yeah.
He looks like Spider-Man at the end of... the Marvel movie when he like turned into like glitter or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, Brian gets cancer when he hasn't fucked in a week or two.
A week or two, an hour. Very true. Fine.
Yeah.
Well, what other health things do I have?
Let me think. You and your health.
What?
I think you're doing fine. I didn't know you were hypochondriac.
Oh, I can hear a rumbling in my ear.
That's called tinnitus. Is it a ringing or a rumbling?
No, it's not a ringing. I can make my eardrums rumble and it sounds like a low thunder in my head.
But you're making it out. You're like shaking your
sad
eardrums.
Sad story. Used to do it when my parents would argue because I couldn't hear anything.
Really sad. Oh, that was the darkest moment of this podcast ever.
Oh, yeah, every time I try to tell that in a funny way, there's no other reaction besides like people hugging me.
I feel like praying for you right now.
There's no God.
Oh my God. Poor Kimmy.
Yeah.
Rumble, rumble, rumble.
Anyways,
it's all going to be okay.
My ears and my friends.
Oh no.
I could do it right now. I'm trying to avoid this moment.
Can you do it? Are you
doing it?
You're doing
Can
it?
Can you hear it? I'll press my ear.
No, I'm not going to be able to hear it. It's in your head.
Wait, you might be able to hear it rumble because it's vibrating.
I'm going to say really quiet.
It has to be silent. Can you hear all this? Hold on, ready?
I can't hear anything. Kim, I know that there's a fucking concert going on in your ears right now, but I can't hear anything at all.
Well, now I feel stupid.
I believe you.
Here I am trying to talk with my ear, and you guys made me look dumb.
Yeah, you really put it against the mic and everything.
I thought you could hear because I can hear it so loudly.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's in your hearing apparatus. It's built
in. If I can hear it just here, why can't this pick it up?
Craziness.
What else do I got?
Why do you have so many things? I don't have like anything at all. I have some jaw stuff.
You would, bitch.
Kim thinks all of my ailments are fucking fake and shitty. I don't get it.
Her ailments suck, dude.
Bitch can't take my jaw seriously.
I've never seen a hurt. I was never impressed by a hurt of Alex's. No offense.
No, you've never been impressed. You're never going to be. I don't even want to say my jaw thing. Let's move on to your next thing. Jaw thing.
What if it's like super intense? You're like, it comes out.
I can unhinge it fully. No, it's just, I get, well, fuck, never mind. It's not worth it.
Come on. You know, we know it's going to be bad. Like
it's really backache. I get a pain in my jaw that's really deep and it lasts 3 to 4 days. And then after the 3 to 4 days, I open my mouth really quickly and it cracks open.
Mine pops.
And it feels much better for like a week and a half.
I don't get the pain, but I do get the crack.
It's a pain where I know it needs to crack, but sometimes it takes 3 or 4 days to actually crack.
To calcify?
Yeah. It's pretty fucked up.
Whoa.
I'm like waiting for it. And then after I do it, I think about it for 6 or 7 hours afterward. Mm. I'm like, my jaw cracked. Mm.
I only think about poops and cracks.
I think about poops like that so much, man.
Me too. Sometimes I'm smiling and my cousin's like, are you texting a boy?
I'm like just took the poop I shit earlier. I pooped this morning. I thought about it until I got here. Until I sat down for Irish goodbye earlier, I was thinking about that poop. It was so good.
Oh, man. Sometimes they're just...
How long do you guys think about a good poop for after you poop?
A good one?
Like, yeah.
Oh, I could go for a day or two.
You could think
thinking about one. It?
Like, being like, I pooped that good poop, man. Like, that's your mental...
I still talk about one that looked like my arm.
You're selling it like a fishing story.
I really respect that. I like
it. It was as long as your arm?
Oh yeah, and it was poking out of the
like
bowl
it looked
and
like it looked like a forearm, and it was it out was, of the water like a yes. like a crocodile. Oh, yeah. This is so spooky.
It was touching bottom, everything.
Wow, I'd be great. Proud of that.
What do you mean it was touching bottom?
It was touching the bottom of the bowl, but also coming out of the water like a crocodile.
Yeah. Did it come over the lid?
Like an ice cream.
It was a trail. Your girlfriend came home. She thought you got flowers for her. She's like, oh, let me follow it.
That sounds fantastic, Bobby. I would think about
that
for years.
Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah. That was a really good one.
How long ago was that?
It felt so empty afterwards. Mm-hmm. It was great.
Yeah. Was that like years ago? You're still thinking about it?
Yeah. It was like 2-3 years ago.
That's good.
Wow.
It was a summer. And then like I felt like really skinny after that. I was like, that was perfect. That's exactly what I needed.
I love them when they come out like that and they're also clean.
Oh my God, that's the best.
Like a clean
perfect.
Ending.
You turn
and you know you're done.
Like,
sometimes it sucks because you poop and you're like, this isn't the end of this transaction. Like,
what am I going to do?
I'll be back in 20 minutes, bucko. Oh,
when you know that you've got a little more
yes.
in there.
But yeah. When you know you're done, you're like, well, let's close this out.
I gave her all I had.
Let's close out this tab because baby girl's going to cash out.
I'm cashing out. I'm done with this transaction. Yeah. Yeah, that's great.
Okay, let me think.
You have more ailments. I can't believe
it. I'm
going
to start at the top of my head.
I'm upset that you have that stomach thing, that your organs don't rub together the right way. That sounds really bad.
It's not good.
It sounds like...
That's exactly what it feels like. It's like a quick, like, shift.
You might need
something.
Medicine for or something.
Maybe. I got to lube them up.
Yeah, lube your organs up a little
my
bit.
My shit used to be wet, and now it's just all dry.
It's all dried up on the inside.
Dry on the inside.
When Kim moves around, you just hear rust.
That's what it sounds like when I fuck. Is your bed squeaking? No, that's just my liver.
It's my liver rubbing up against the gallbladder. Yeah, that's bad. I'm sorry.
Thanks. So, yeah.
Did you eat a whole package of gummies?
Are you not supposed to?
It's good for your ailments, I guess.
I'm trying to restore my liver.
That's good. Keep going.
I'm sorry.
You don't have anything else, like a shoulder thing, or?
My muscles tense up every day of every moment. Every hour. My shoulders are the most tense things I've ever felt in my life.
I didn't realize
you
were in such
moment.
Bad shape. I felt awful.
I do have a constant lower back pain, but I didn't want to, like, step on your fucking ailment.
That's my thing.
Yeah, got it. You can keep it, bitch. That's my lowest grade ailment.
I was told it doesn't fucking count anyway, step off.
Okay, fine. Okay, let's see.
Nothing in the mouth, a tooth pain.
My
maybe?
Eyes are bad.
All right. We all have bad eyes. I'm fucking...
They get dry often.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't have dry eyes.
Anything in my mouth?
Anything in your mouth?
Uh-uh. No, my mouth's fine.
That's good.
My tongue gets good.
Neck things? Nothing with the neck?
Nothing with the neck.
That's good.
Nothing crazy with the neck. Nothing crazy with the shoulders. Just regular old humans' pains. That's about it.
It's scary being in a human body. It's like they suck.
Sometimes I get horny at the wrong time.
Just degrading. Yeah, everybody does that. What's the worst time you've gotten horny?
Probably like around my family when we're like on a boat or something and it's like vibrating and you're like, well, this is weird.
On a boat with your family is actually a situation where it's like weird, but you do get horny. You're like, I look good. I'm on a boat. Like, I wish my friends were here, but it's like,
I wish you guys were gone so I could suck a dick.
God,
please.
Just dick could I suck on this boat?
Fuck. Nothing makes me feel like a whore than fucking speeding through the channel.
Yeah, boats are slutty. I get it.
Boats are slutty.
Like, you're in a bikini.
I always want to flash people that are going by.
Yeah.
In other boats.
Also, you're like hitting the waves, and like if you do have tits, bouncing. They're just like,
yeah. I'm like, I know these titties are flexing right now.
Yeah. So anyway, boats.
So, yeah. Anyways. Oh, wait. I didn't tell you the other young thing I learned. This was so long ago. This is literally the beginning of the podcast.
Okay.
So we did an and I oop.
Oh, this goes along with and I oop. Okay.
And I oop. And I'm not sure where this one came from. Bobby, can you Google what is the origin of sks? Do you know what that is, Bobby? It's S-K-S-K-S-K-S-K-S-K-S-K.
It sounds like
because wait, let me say what I think it is, and then we'll hear. I think it is. It might be from that same video, and I oop. And I think it's when she laughs. It's on. She laughs like that. So that's how they're spelling. They're ha-has now.
Yeah, that is exactly what I'm getting here.
It sounds like stoner laugh, like when like when you take a hit of something and you're laughing and trying to keep the smoke in at the same time. You're like, yeah.
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 Yeah, it's all coming. It's actually from that and I oop video.
Video, yeah.
I love the idea that this lady made it so famous from this and I oop video. Just because she sat on her balls.
I just hit my balls.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then so they're doing that, so that's how they laugh. And now there's these things called Visco girls.
This is across the board. They're responding to each other, S-K, 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 instead of ha, ha, ha. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
And you know what a Visco girl is?
Mm-mm.
Alex, you need to get up on the young people shit.
I'm sorry,
so Visco girl is a girl that is a teenager who wears, like, imagine what Maddie Smith wears.
Okay.
Big t-shirts, scrunchies, yes. They drink hydros, flasks, they wear Vans, AirPods, Carmex, all that shit. Yes, Birkenstocks, scrunchies. They dress like that.
Okay.
And when they say hydro flask, mm-hmm. they say, can you pass me my hydro flask? So, yeah, look.
Let's see this.
Can you? Hi, you must be new. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a new hydro flask. Oh, you don't have one? How do you make your friendship bracelets then? That's kind of weird. Well, save the turtles. These are just my scrunchies. I noticed you don't have one. Really? You keep that. Don't even worry about it. And this
is my
new lip gloss. Yeah, I apply this like every 5 to 10 minutes. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. It's my fave, really.
I can't follow this.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, you're not wearing a big tee, but do not fret. I actually brought an extra. Here you go. You can keep. Don't even worry.
I don't like the attitude of Randy Oops.
TikTok is killing this country.
TikTok's so good.
She's got a really bad attitude.
She really does.
It's like, you know, have some energy.
Do you want this t-shirt? And I oops.
So scary. I hated that.
It's like alien-like, right?
That was freaky.
Yeah, so that's the new thing.
That was like, yeah, that was. It looked like
And I oops.
Like somebody made a robot of a teenager and tried to program it to be them.
That's like a millennial. Yeah, it was like an alien pretending to be a teenager.
Yeah, it was fucked up. That was crazy.
Isn't that weird, you guys?
It makes me not want to have kids, and you know how badly I want to have kids.
Mm-hmm.
But like, ew, what if if your kids started talking like that? I'd be like, what? No. No. Read a book.
I need you to show you one more thing that I found on the internet recently.
All right, Kimmy, show me anything you want.
Bobby, I need you to YouTube this. Man masturbates on live stream. By awesome. Accident.
Oh, by accident.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's bad. It's bad.
That's awesome.
I don't know what else to say besides I'm so excited. It's bad. Yeah.
How do you do that by accident?
You'll see.
What kind of drugs are you on?
CBD.
Not you. I meant, like, what kind of drugs would you have to be on to fucking mistake your live stream for something else, you know?
Sick shit.
Yeah.
What did you think about that?
I really hated it.
And I
liked the original girl. I liked the trans girl who was like, and I oop. Like, that's hilarious. Mm-hmm. But, like, the bitch with the fucking side ponytail, I could do without her.
The Visco girl.
Yeah.
I think I have it here.
Oh, yeah, that's it. That's him. I'll never forget his damn face.
Oh, his penis isn't on there.
No, look. Can we fast forward to about... Yeah.
Oh, no. Ugh. That's a masturbation face, man.
Yeah, go there.
Oh, fuck. He's so pleased. All the satisfaction.
Go a little further, Bobby.
What's this music that goes along with it?
He just has the PlayStation monitor waiting. There we go. Go back a little. Back
he's
a little, Bobby.
He's not even watching anything?
Back more. There we go. Watch.
Oh, he's about to blow. Wow. Oh, yeah.
Watch.
What is up, everyone? Watch. Hello, hello, and welcome. Oh, the camera's on. The camera's been on the whole time, huh?
No.
I don't even know. Hello.
No. Play that off cool. Wow, he played that off amazing.
They give you the props and all.
There was no playing it off.
He played that off amazing.
There was no playing it off.
Like, as if he didn't care, though, because you know that he must be so embarrassed afterward, and he was like, oh, the camera was on. Okay, well, anyway, it's time to stream.
That's crazy. Like, I would never risk jacking off in front of the camera, even if it was off. Even when my Kinect is off and unplugged, I still turn it around.
Yeah. Oh, the fucking throw it away when I'm masturbating. I don't know what to say. That's awful.
Bobby?
I think that's really creepy. I don't know. I don't make these faces when I'm jerking off.
How do you know?
How do you know what your faces look like when you jerk off?
Yeah, Bobby. What do you
jerk off in the mirror often?
Sometimes.
He pops a chair in front of a mirror. He sits on his own balls and he jerks off
right to my own damn reflection.
I think it kind of seems like he wanted that to.
No,
that's possible.
No, that was an accident.
I like the theory, though.
That was an accident for sure. There's another one. Girl gets caught masturbating in front of a live stream, and I thought that one was fake.
I kind of agree with Bobby because I think that his reaction was not upset enough.
His reaction was upset.
Yeah?
It's weird to me that you don't see what I'm seeing with his reaction.
Because his reaction was like, oh, has the camera been on the whole time? Ah, wow.
Well, even someone that was faking it would be like, "Oh no!" Ah,
you'd be like, "Oh shit!" Like, I don't know.
No, I think that he was
Let's
just.
Let's see the reaction one more time.
Oh, the camera's on.
Oh, that's pretty
the
good face.
Been on the whole time, huh?
He starts shaking, and then he starts moving around to see how much the camera got. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, that's him.
He starts testing, like
he's testing to see what the view was.
And he was just moving because he was like, he knew he was moving a lot before, so he was like, I've been doing this movement the whole time. I wasn't jacking off. Can we go back to his coming face? You'll see his head. Yeah.
Oh, it's so obvious when he comes.
What is that face?
And then look how quickly he goes live.
Yeah, he goes right live.
I
right
mean,
there.
Just wipes on his shirt and keeps moving.
You don't even have to take a breath.
What's up, everyone?
Doesn't even have to take a minute.
No, I need a second after I come.
After I come, man, I need literally 30 seconds to just breathe.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to the bathroom.
It's my only meditation I do is after I come.
It's the only time my mind is clear for a second.
Yeah. He's like, what's up, everybody? My hand's sticky.
It's literally like us masturbating and coming and then hitting the intro.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy.
No, the intro would give us too much time to rest.
That's true. Wow.
Yeah, it's shocking. Can you look up the one where the girl does it?
Wow. This happens often. Mm-hmm. I guess in gaming world, because like what else do these people do but masturbate and play games?
Right.
Yeah. Wow.
That dude was really jerking it.
That's really scary.
Mm-hmm. This next one I think is fake because the girl looks too good. It might just be because
she's showing pussy?
No.
Okay.
Which is why I think it's fake. She showed, it just looks... You'll see what I mean.
I
It'd be cool to, like, I feel like it's good advertising if you're a cam girl to pretend that you're not a cam girl and seem like you released something by accident, because then people want to see it more, because they're like, oh, like, she doesn't want to be doing
That's really smart.
Yeah.
Sometimes I wish I wasn't in the limelight. I gotta tell you, things would be a lot easier on my end.
Do we have that, Bobby?
Bobby. Have that or get off your balls. Get off your balls and get to work.
Bobby's paw balls, I feel terrible for him.
His balls are probably flat.
They're too discs.
They look like pancakes when you push down on them when they're in the butter.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm talking about? When they get crispy on the edges. Now I'm hungry.
That does sound good.
Right? Crispy edge pancakes. Not Bobby's balls, but Bobby pancakes balls. Frances little balls. I mean, sorry, Frances, you got the short end of the stick this episode.
I'm getting a lot of just porn sites here.
Okay, it's hard to find the one girl who accidentally masturbated.
Oops. Doesn't happen. Every video is like, oops, just me. Accidentally masties.
She's got a friend helping her insert something into her asshole. Yeah.
She's like, oopsie, this fell in here.
Whoops, the camera wasn't supposed to be on for this one.
I guess me and my friend will just eat each other out. We have known each other since kindergarten.
What? We were just making out.
That probably happens a lot. How awkward. You know, two friends that have known each other in kindergarten have hooked up drunkenly to impress a guy and then felt really weird about it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's definitely happened.
But is it that weird?
Oh, I
is it any
it.
Weirder to hook
you
up?
You found it?
Yeah. There we go. Bring this
I don't know. It's weird because you have to see them. Yeah, it's her.
Okay. First of all, she's super hot.
Yeah.
She's watching porn.
Yeah, she's watching porn.
Are we seeing what she's watching?
Yeah, because she accidentally left the stream up.
Oh, we're supposed to think this is just an accident? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, let's get to it, honey. Come on.
Yeah, come on, sweetheart.
There we go.
Oh, I didn't know they showed the pussy.
They really do show pussy.
Yeah, oh, she's leaning up to show it. I don't know.
Yeah, it does feel like she got into a position to show her pussy. I'm going to say that this is either a total accident or she did what I'm saying and she's actually a cam girl.
Yeah, she might be a cam girl. Also, like, nobody masturbates in a chair.
It seems so uncomfortable to masturbate in a chair sitting up like that. Girls are lay-down creatures.
They lay down in bed. They put a nice cover on. They tuck themselves in. It's a whole fucking...
Yeah.
We kiss ourselves on the forehead, and then we jack off, and no one ever talks about it, and we ask the devil for forgiveness.
I feel like it's very common to cover your vagina while you're masturbating, too. Just the idea. Like, you're more comfortable doing it with the idea that if somebody did burst in the room, they still wouldn't see everything that's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm more upset about her terrible choice in porn.
Porn. Oh, my God. It looks
such a crappy porn. Yeah.
That's what I also don't believe it. It doesn't feel like she put any effort into finding a good porn.
It's true.
She's just watching.
She's just trying to find someone that looks like her.
Yeah.
Getting railed by a really skinny dude.
Yeah, it's not good. The sex doesn't
look
good.
I don't like his rhythm either.
There's also too many videos on the side happening in the porn.
Full screen,
way too many.
And she licks her fingers. No one does that by themselves.
Right? Dude, that's not a thing?
It's fake. No, this is all fake. All fake.
No.
I don't believe her.
I mean,
for
I'm not going to lie. I've given it a taste, but I'm sure I didn't look sexy in front of myself.
No.
Mine was probably more like, you know, like it's not like. Sorry.
I like the idea of you doing it and then being like, not bad.
Fine.
Not bad.
I get it. I see what they mean.
Yeah. I've done that too.
Yeah, but it wasn't like, oh,
it, no,
like
it wasn't
so
like,
hot.
Oh, let me taste my own self. Yeah.
Mine was like a Costco sample.
Mine was like, let me make sure that this isn't shit for when somebody else tastes it.
Yeah, let me give her a test.
Yeah. A test queef?
Yeah.
I like it.
Oh, you know what? Before we go.
Before we go, I want to tell you, this is from episodes and episodes again.
Yeah.
Ago. But I did go home and try to make myself queef just for fun.
Oh, yeah.
And I couldn't do it. I thought I'd be able to do it in a heartbeat, and I couldn't do it.
Really?
Yeah. It's not as easy as the tutorial makes it seem.
I'm going to try when I get home.
Yeah, try it.
Okay.
Get in the position.
I wish I was brave enough to do it on the podcast, but
it'd be so funny, but
I just can't make myself queef on cam.
There's just no need to queef on cam.
I have way too many jokes to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but it's fun to know if you can.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
I think that we should move on to our next segment before we run out of time.
We should.
Because we got a few minutes, and not like these people really need a lot of time, but
they don't.
We'll give them what they need.
Worthless.
Worthless.
What are you, Alex, still a baby? Be a man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what it is. It's our pay pig segment.
Oink, oink. Thank you.
That's daddy pig. All right, so I got to go back because I think
after last week?
Yeah.
I know, they get lost in the shuffle sometimes. They get lost and it's like,
get over yourselves,
these,
you know?
These little piggy pigs.
I have to also open up Venmo and PayPal now.
It's a lot. You've been giving people your PayPal?
Yeah, because people in England are like, I'm like, here, take my email. What can I tell you?
All right, fair enough.
So do you want to go back and forth?
Sure.
Oh, I should have given you the names before, Bobby. I forgot. But it's okay. I'll tell you.
Do you want to go first?
Let's go one at a time.
Okay. We'll go first. I'll go first. Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. This guy, Eric Schmidt. I don't know what social media is, but at Larry, LaffMan. Larry Laughman. He PayPal'd us $42.69, and he said, "Roast me, please. I'm not a pay pig." And I wrote back, "Got you next week." And yes, you are.
Well, yeah. First of all, he is. Mm-hmm. I don't understand the mentality.
Well, he's dumb.
Yeah.
Oh, Larry.
Larry,
the no cable guy. You fucking loser. Larry Laughman. He said, "By the way, I think I met you backstage at the Comedy Store, Los Angeles, one time when LOS was there. I was drunk and complimented your set in a simpy way, and you made fun of me. Be surprised if you remember me, but probably good roast fodder if you can."
Larry, you're not memorable.
Larry, I would never remember you if you died in front of me.
If we met last night, I wouldn't remember you.
Larry, if you were a guest on this podcast for the entire hour I've been speaking, I would forget your dumb little piggy face.
Kim and I would forget that you're in the damn room.
Oh my God, Larry, why do you wear glasses? You look like you can't even read a damn book.
That's true.
You look like your uncle's your brother. Bobby's liking these on Larry.
Uncle is your brother. That's disgusting.
Yeah, you
That's
get it?
Really
I don't get
bad.
It, but I said it.
Oh my God, that would mean his brother fucked his mom and had him.
Probably, Larry. How's your daddy, brother?
How's your daddy, brother?
How bro dad. Larry, let's see. Can we go through some of his other pictures? Let's see. How many likes did he get on that picture?
Oh, that's hilarious.
15.
Oh, my God.
More than you deserve.
Oh, my God. That's 14 more than you deserve, and you have a mother. Oh.
You want to hear
it? Yeah, let's hear
him. Is he in bed?
It wasn't him, Charlie. It was you. You remember that night down in the garden? You came down to my dressing room. You said, "Kid, this ain't your night. We're going for the price on Wilson."
Why is he doing our voice? Larry.
It says short clip from the movie On the Waterfront. Are you an actor?
Larry, know what? You're not Wolf of Wall Street, I'll tell you that much.
Larry, give up.
You're like Leonardo DiCaprio. Larry, you look like Matt Damon. You look like, Larry, you look like, you look like, who else does he look like?
Ben Afflicted.
Oh! Hey. Burr, burr, burr. 3 likes? What a fucking loser.
Thank you, boys.
Oh, wait. Why does it say Larry Laughman if his name's Eric? Who are you? Who do you want to be?
You should be so embarrassed.
Make your mind, piggy boy.
Of 3 likes.
All right. We've given him.
Oh, you don't even look good as a woman or an old person.
Oh, my God. You no stage in your life will you be better than you are.
Jesus.
Larry, I don't know what to tell you, but get another job. Send us more money. It's all you're worth.
Send us a lot more.
I hope your husky eats you. Moving on.
He clearly doesn't respect you, so hopefully he uses you as food.
Who's next, Alex?
Next, we have Kevin Donahue.
Kevin Donahue.
He hasn't given us any information on himself. He just sent a blue heart and a fire emoji. And he sent us 5 measly dollars.
He gave us no information.
No information.
Did he leave his handle?
He didn't leave anything.
Kevin Donahue, you're a moron.
Kevin Donahue, you were an accident, and sending us money doesn't make you more wanted.
Oh, shit. Alex, oh, my God. Well, you know what, Kevin Donahue, there's not really much we can say about you. You're so pathetic. You don't have a presence in the pay pig world. Like, you didn't even show. You didn't send anything for us to see. So you don't exist to us.
Kevin, you do realize we split this money. That's $2.50 each.
What do you want for $2.50? Moving on.
Moving the fuck on. Awful.
Oh my God. Well, next. Well, our next pay piggy. Or should I call her? Thank you. Should I call her a pigette?
Oh, a piglarina.
A piglarina, as I like to call her.
Okay.
Katie De Silva. Her Instagram is DSILVV. She made it nice and easy for everyone to find.
Ah, De Silva.
De Silva. Oh, I get it. That's stupid, Katie. Katie, this dumb bitch. You know what she said? You know what this dumb fucking whore said?
What is it?
I love you. Roast me. What an idiot. Oh, Katie. My name's Katie. I have a hoodie and a boyfriend.
I'm in a happy relationship.
Oh, Katie, guess what?
Lucky you.
Oh, Katie, you dumb purple nails.
Somebody put a ring on it.
Let me tell you, Katie.
Gasp, surprise.
Let me tell you, tat queen. Purple nails in the fall. I don't think so. Purple looks great in the fall. oh, God, Katie. Wait, go up. Wait. Close that. Go up. What's the blue shirt? There's no crying in baseball. Oh, Katie. Katie went to a baseball game. She probably doesn't even like baseball. She stood in the front and put on a little t-shirt with her flat ass. Katie, give us your money. You skinny bitch. just looks better than me. I'm just angry. Katie. Oh, my name's Katie. No matter how much you put your face sideways, it didn't fix it.
Katie, nobody who you love is going to make it to your funeral.
Wow, Katie. Wow. You look like your favorite sex position is maybe tomorrow. You boring vanilla bitch. Oh, Katie. Oh, wow. So creative. A picture of a Ferris wheel. 60 side faces. Katie, can you do something worth watching, please? For once in your life. Oh, Katie in the mountain, is she?
She's such a traveler, can't you see?
Oh, she's such a traveler. What's it feel like to travel on daddy's money you're giving us? You know what? Next time you tell your daddy to send us money, tell him to send us more than 12 embarrassing dollars. You have money to go out into the oceans and take stupid ass pictures of yourself. You have more money to give us more than $12.
12 measly dollars, you pigot. We're disappointed in you.
You're our lady slave.
Lady slave.
Now you're our lady slave. I've never had a lady that's my slave, but I will slap your titties if you ever get near me. Alex, what else you got for her? Alex only wrote five of them, so she's got to use them sparingly.
Katie, your childhood pet is looking down on you from heaven with disappointment.
All right, moving on. We've given her enough. Who do you got next, Alex?
Okay, I've got Bastardly Dastard on Instagram.
Oh, God, Bastardly Dastard.
Dan P.
Let's see him.
He's reached a little bit deeper into his pocket than some of these other little piggies. He's given us
$30.
$30.
That's nothing, really.
It's like, what could I buy for 15? A fucking pair of sunglasses off the damn street.
Oh, God. Probably an infected pair of sunglasses.
In a day
honestly.
Or two, they'll get fucking sat on, thrown away. They don't even exist anymore. That's what fucking $15 is worth to me.
That's nothing. I'd take the $15. I'll spit it in your eye.
It's less than
Where's
a damn
pig?
Meal,
Show
really.
Me this pig.
He must like me skinny because it's not enough for me to fucking eat.
Oh, my God. God, I can't decide. Do you want to be black or white? Wear a beanie or be a black man. Pick your
Are
poison.
You going to be Indian or black? It's like, make a damn
Are you
decision
Indian? Are you black? Or are you just working near a chimney?
When you have the answer, tell it to your fucking face, okay?
What are you, bastardly astard? Oh, yeah, you're a pig. Thanks for the reminder, boys.
That's right, you're a damn pig.
What else? How many likes does he have on that picture? 31.
He's got 31 measly little likes.
Oh, my God, embarrassing.
One more like than a dollar that you gave.
Wow. Would you go collect a dollar from all the friends, you poor bitch, for a little attention? Oh, God, he's got nothing exciting on his picture.
Dan, the girl.
This motherfucker. Oh, this motherfucker's touching me.
Sucking up, thinking it's okay to touch the queen.
He touched me. If I knew you were a pig, I would have never let your measly hands on my beautiful coat. I have that coat on me today. Harrington, go get my coat and burn it. How dare he? Ugh. Anyone that makes Lewis smile that hard deserves death.
We look pretty happy in that picture, Kim.
Thank you. Oh, holding someone else's child. That right. is not your son.
No, it's clearly not your son, actually.
Bastardly Astrid, I don't know what kind of woman fooled you, dumbass, but wake up.
Bastardly.
Was that too far?
Your high school crush still thinks about what a loser you are.
Bastardly, click on the one with his son again, Bobby. Don't skip over.
It's his nephew, so.
But I like the elephant picture, too.
Yeah, I do like the elephant picture.
Let's go back to the elephant picture.
Bastardly, your eyes are a little crooked. You look like you're always trying to stare at your own nose.
Bastardly.
Is your elephant bleeding?
Yeah, what did you do to that elephant, man?
I can't tell which one's the animal in this picture.
Which one's the elephant?
Honestly, one of them's hot, and I'm telling you, the one that's sexy has a trunk. Oh, bastardly. Bastardly. Go down. Let's see. It's a pig.
Your nephew can't wait for you to die.
Your nephew hates you. He'll never call you uncle. Again, with the elephants, it's like find a human friend. I also haven't seen him with another human in any picture.
Only comedians.
Only a child and me. And I'm not your friend, Bastardly. Don't get it twisted. He's with Lewis again.
It's another picture with Lewis. Yeah. Well, Bastardly, it's clear that you have no friends.
It's only your nephew. And you know what? He's really going to outgrow you in about 5 years.
Nobody's going to be around to pick out a nice casket when you die. You should have saved this money for your funeral.
You should have saved it. Honestly, let's move on. Bastardly deserves no more of us.
Yeah.
Come back with more money next time, piggy.
Dig a little deeper, piggy pig.
Next pig slum. Slime and slum combination.
Okay.
Is Alejandro Matos. And it's at ALEMW.
All right.
And we're going to spend a quick segment on him.
I think I glanced at this earlier. I wanted to throw up.
$1.05.
What are we supposed to do?
Pull up his stupid page.
How are we
page.
Supposed to fucking split five pull cents?
Pull up his fucking page. We each get 52 or 53 cents. I'm sick of it.
5 cents? No, you're...
Oh, my God.
I mean, God. That's crazy.
Honestly, get some Band-Aids for your nipples, you fucking weird bitch.
You're putting me and Kim in a position where you have to decide how to split a penny.
This is like if the alien from Men in Black decided to race.
Yeah. Oh, that's bad.
This looks like Lewis if he got in shape.
You're so almost in shape in this picture, man.
You're really trying. It's true.
You're so almost
It's like
there.
No need for the lime green. We can see you. Honestly.
Did anyone ever tell you that black is flattering?
Honestly.
Let's see more about what this
he
guy
He gets
does
about
10
more
life.
Seconds, to be honest. He didn't give us anything worth
These
mentioning.
Women know you're only good for your money.
Oh, my God. You only hang out with people significantly more attractive to you.
I get that.
Let's see this girl. This really looks like a worse version of me and Lewis. Yes.
It's off brand Kim and Lewis.
It's like us if we had no talents or aspirations. Sorry to that girl. She didn't pay the 50 cents to have that done to her, but just guilty by association. All right, we're done with you. Moving on.
I mean, that's all you deserve.
Bye, pig. Alex?
That's all I got this week, Kimmy.
All right, I got three more.
Well, well, well.
Michael Callahan. Pay pigs at Mish, M-I-S-H, _the_dish.
Mish the dish.
Mish the dish.
Is this a woman?
Eat my kish.
Is this a person named Michelle?
I don't know.
It's a private account.
On Twitter, it's saying.
Oh, it's on Twitter.
What a dummy dum dum dum.
What a dum dum dum. Dum dum. Dum dum dee dum. Dum dum. Dum dum dee dum. Dumb, dumb. I got to log into my PayPal. Is it bad that I've been giving away my email?
I mean, can people steal all your stuff from that? I don't know.
It's a good question. Ruh-roh. It's a girl?
Mish.
Loses, kid. Fuck your article and fuck your mother.
Can you play that from the top?
Survey says Boston has the second sexiest accent in America. The article cover is graced by our god, Mackie Mack. I say second place is for losers, kid. Fuck your article and fuck your mother.
Well, Mish, I want to say that we were going to be the first to roast you, but it looks like pills have already done that. Sister, I got to say, it's pretty obvious you're on the pee. Mish, get your life together, you piggy. Don't stop spending. Now you've spent your hard-earned Xanax money on us. And what are you going to do besides put foolery on the internet with your cat?
On the pee is my favorite way to say pills ever. That's so impressive to me. Like, oh, I can't talk right now. I'm on the pee, bro.
What?
That's great.
Yeah, Michelle, what do I even say?
How much
say?
Money did she send us?
This bitch, $5.
Michelle, you look like you can't afford to send us $5.
You, honey, we're going to send you 10 back. In fact,
congratulations. You're our first pay pig to get a refund.
Congratulations. We're your pay pigs now. You're so broke, you made us the pigs. Listen, bitch, have a cuddle with your animals. Take your pillsies. Enjoy them, sister. You're living your life, and I appreciate it.
And I say enjoy every day, every minute that you swallow one of those pills is 4 hours of happiness out of you.
If you ever see me in public, please don't hit me, because you look fucking scary, bitch. You look scary. What's going on?
It literally, if me and Kim had to fight you, both of us, I don't think we could take you.
Michelle looks like the big boss at the end of a video game. It's fucking scary.
Wow. That was great.
All right, moving on.
Do we have I have no more, so it's all
I have
you.
Two more.
Okay.
Okay, so this guy sent us $20. And
$20.
So. Oh, this guy is the one from Instagram. Hold on.
Okay, a connection. We've got more connections between our little piggies.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. I'm confused. This guy said, I look forward to the flames of the roast. Hopefully an attempt at an Irish accent from you and Alex. Much love to y'all. Been a favorite podcast of mine since its birth. The three at the end of my PayPal message was meant to be a heart. Ha 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 ha. Look forward to the show anyways. Cheers. What a fucking queer.
Well, top of the morning to ya. And I think that you're a real big faggot.
this guy... Is this him?
I gave him what he wanted. How much did he give us?
20.
I can't 20? Find him.
$20.
Is it the $20 one?
I can do me best.
No, Irish. No. This bitch only gave us $5.62. Slow it down, Alex. Oh, down the accent. Well. Calm it down.
That was a $25 he doesn't Irish get that accent much. I gave
I have
you.
To go. Listen, bitch, you only gave us $5 and now we're running out of time.
All you get was that little taste of my Irish accent, listen, buddy.
We'll pull up his Instagram is _Jamie with an IE Nelson DJ. DJs _ the worst Instagram name ever. Honestly, he's a DJ, which is embarrassing enough. He's very, very excited coming this Friday. Come catch him and his brother, Carlton Doom, running old school UKG records all night. Boring. You are such a boring bitch, dude. You fucking who DJs?
Whenever
you know who DJs
says,
now? Computers.
Whenever a white guy says brother, like it better be your biological brother. I'm sorry.
Ugh.
It just, if you're white, you can't just call a dude your brother like that.
I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of it.
I am sick of it too.
And then there was one more. Oh, this guy. Oh, this guy's taken. And we're going to close off with this guy because I got to get out of here. But this guy PayPal'd $20. And then I said, pathetic, love it. He said, 30-year-old fat loser still living with my mom. Very pathetic. He said, 9 years single, 6 years sexless. And then he said, may I refer to you as Goddess Kim or do you prefer Queen? And I didn't write back. Then he said, do you need a visual? And let me text this to Bobby so he can pull it up because he sent me a picture of him.
Email it to him.
Oh, damn it. You know me so well. He sent me a picture of him without a shirt on, and I'm almost convinced it's Harrington.
And this man just wants all of this
I've
out
seen
there.
You know why I know it's Harrington? Because I saw this body, and I said, damn, that body is fertile. And I knew it was gonna be him.
God damn it, does he look like he's shooting sperms?
So he also asked me if I have an Amazon wish list for next time he has extra cash, and he wants to know if he could send me more money. Well, yes, bitch, you can. Yes, don't
you can always
stop asking, you pathetic little pig.
It's
who asked
so dumb to
just
ask.
Send me the money so I can laugh in your face.
Better
Frank
to
looks really uncomfortable.
Frank's like sick today. He's just sitting there dealing with our shit.
Oh God. Holy shit.
What?
Holy shit. So I just clicked on his Instagram, which is
Goddess Kim's sexless loser. Oh, that is Harrington.
That's Harrington, right?
Yeah. And then, with the pepperoni nipple and everything.
And then go to his Instagram page, which is
Stalemate321. Stalemate321. Okay. There's also also something about his like the directionality of his body hair that looks also...
It's all uncomfortable. That man's going to kill me. Did you find the Instagram?
Yeah, Harrington, no, why are you lifting your shirt?
I think he created this just for this.
Oh, because the profile picture on the Instagram I'm looking at says it's the picture of his belly.
Yeah, it's the same one.
And then the info is Goddess Kim's loser.
He created an Instagram account just to be your pay pig.
Yeah.
Wow.
What a loser, right?
What a loser.
Honestly, you're so pathetic. If you're listening to this, you're in your mom's basement because you deserve it.
Yeah, I'll bet your mom cried of disappointment when you were born, and she's still living with you now.
Ugh. Honestly, was this worth $20? I don't know. Is anything you do worth $20?
Your handwriting makes you look gay.
Your fucking chest hair is literally in the shape of a brawl underneath your tit. How?
That's pretty amazing.
But you know what? We don't even really have time to move on with this fucking piggy pig. We've given you what you deserve, and honestly, you don't deserve that much.
Mm-hmm.
My little sexless loser, and you're not going to fuck for a very long time.
Yeah, I think it's cool that you keep giving us your money because you're very clearly not going to have children ever.
Send us more money.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, we got to get out of here.
I did so good today.
You did so fucking
that
good.
That hurt. I like being nice to people, you guys. Bobby, Frank.
All right.
Now, even you, Harrington.
We're clocking out.
I love you most of all. I'll miss you most of all, Harrington.
All right, you guys. We got to get out of here, but thank you so much for listening to another episode of Broad Topics. Follow me on Twitter at Kimberly Congdon, on Instagram at Kim Congdon. If you haven't, give us a fun rating or review on iTunes. Check us out on YouTube. We're on Gas Digital. You can get a 14-day free trial with the promo code TOPICS, TOPIX.
You can watch the live stream every Thursday at 9:30 p.m. Catch the episode for free every Monday on iTunes, YouTube, everywhere you find podcasts. Subscribe. You could find our merch on podcastmerch.com/broadtopics. We got some dope t-shirts up there. And follow me on Instagram and Twitter at I am Alex Scar.
All right. Bye.
Bye.